dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show. We're on location again today at the UNK Health and Sports Center, where the annual fall sports luncheon for Kearney will be taking place next hour, which we'll be a part of after the program here. That means UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic coaches will be on hand telling everybody what's going on. Of course, at UNK, they have a local luncheon every other Thursday, and the first one of the year, they bring in Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and the coaches will all be here to talk volleyball, football, cross country, and everything that's going on. About the only head coach that won't be here is Rick Squires, who we talked to yesterday on the program. They have safely arrived in Hawaii for their four matches this weekend at the Hawaii Pacific Tournament. That's coming out. We invite you to stop by and come out. Renzo providing lunch, just $5, and a great crowd on hand last year, and hopefully we'll have another great crowd on hand this year right here at the Health and Sports Center down on the gymnasium floor here at UNK. 11:45, they start serving. The coaches will start speaking at 12 noon. So come on out and join us here at the Health and Sports Center. But coming up later on the show today, we're going to talk Nebraska volleyball with starting libero Rachel Schwartz. Daddy, she's a chance to step in, a Nebraska kid, one of those kids that's going to have to fill in a lot of the spots left by graduation last year. And we're going to talk a little rodeo, Justin Noakes, the Oregon Trails Rodeo going on this Labor Day weekend in Hastings.
Yeah, wrapping that up as we do, we've done the last few years, checked in with Justin to get his take on what's going on over there. Hastings, you mentioned Hastings. Hastings High getting it started tonight at Columbus, really the only area team. There are five high school games, Millard South at Lincoln East in Class A, Hastings at Columbus, Mount Michael at Omaha Gross, and then we drop down to Class D2 in two games, Chambers at Stewart, where we've been before to see Overton, I believe.
That's right.
A couple, 3 years ago, and Stapleton at Maywood. That rounds out the high school selections for tonight. But
They had to bring that Stapleton-Maywood game to tonight because the field was going to be busy tomorrow with the other school in Maywood.
Why would you do that? I don't know. But nonetheless, it's tonight. Maybe the kids didn't want to practice another day.
Also, college football begins tonight, Daddy. Two Big 12 teams in action. The headline will be on Baylor as they take on 23rd-ranked Wake Forest. Some people already calling this a trap game because Wake Forest has never been in this situation, or at least not for a long, long time. Picked by some to win the ACC, ranked in the top 25 to start the season. I just don't think Baylor's good enough to take care of them at home tonight. And South Dakota State and Iowa State, a chance for the Cyclones to pick up a season-opening victory tonight.
Well, it's interesting about Baylor, Doug. The Waco Chamber of Commerce actually went out of their way and have purchased tickets, are making them very affordable for the community, trying to get a full house. They cut the price of tickets in half. They
bought up, how much do they normally ask?
$40, I believe. They're down to $20. So they're expecting a large crowd of Baylor. Some excitement. Art Briles has been known to turn around programs. Very, very successful high school coach of the Texas ranks. Then moved on, of course, to Houston as the latest stop. Got that program headed in the right direction. Young, energetic, excited coach. Obviously, we had fun talking to Art Briles. And one thing that amazed him about Nebraska is how many radio stations we had. He didn't realize that was possible, that we could have five out of the six radio stations in Nebraska that do talk radio. They were all at Big 12 Media Days. But Art Briles thought that was funny and thought that was a good time, and we had a good time with Art Briles.
Well, and of course, coming up, as we've been saying, it's not just Nebraska football this weekend, but it's also UNK, it's also Hastings College, and Hastings getting ready to go to Peru State, and UNK is gearing up as well, Daddy, for Wayne State. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk with head coach Dan McLaughlin from Wayne State and also Western Michigan head coach Bill Cubitt.
Yeah, right now, though, we're going to talk a little UNK football with defensive coordinator Bobby Crocker. Bobby, you've had your way with this team, at least slowing them down the last couple of years. Do you see that the same way on Saturday?
Well, I'd like to
like to hope so, but I know each year they keep getting better and better, so we'll have our work cut out because they've got a lot of guys coming back on offense.
Obviously, Silas Flew Allen is the one that a lot of people know because his brother Isaiah played, of course, at the University of Nebraska. Silas has done great things running and throwing the football. Only a junior this year. Have you saw marked improvement in just last year watching the film from when you played them first to what he ended up playing at in the bowl game that they went to?
Yeah, no, he's really improved, and he was a good player when we played him. Just it was early on in the year, and sometimes you're not gelling as a unit. But we'll have to really be on top of things to slow him down.
Bobby, you come into a team that had a returning 1,000-yard rusher, yet on the depth chart they didn't list him as the starting I-back on Saturday. Is that a ploy by Wayne State, or how do you guys approach that? I mean, I would think if you saw the team had a 1,000-yard rusher coming back, that'd be the kid you'd prepare for.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what – I haven't heard what happened there. I know that the guy that played last year was a talented back, and so if they've got two of them, then, like I said, they are – improved a great deal, but we just prepare for that position. Whoever's playing, they usually don't play them at the same time, so that doesn't really enter our thoughts.
Well, what wrinkles do you see out of this offense that may be different later in the year? I mean, were they really complicated? Is it much more different than what they did against you? Do you expect a lot of different things than what you saw a year ago?
No, I don't think so. I think they've got it. They're a lot like us. They believe in what they're doing, so they're going to do it, and if you're good enough to stop it, then good for you, but they're not going to, I'm sure they'll have some wrinkles because they've had a whole year to look at what they're doing and improving that in what areas that they felt they needed to. But I would imagine with the experience of their staff, it'll be a lot of the same stuff.
You saw any trick plays out of the offense this week? Because I know a couple were used last year versus Wayne State.
We don't get a chance to watch the, when we're going against our offense, it's usually just about 15, 20 minutes, so we don't get to see them a whole lot. But I'm sure if they've got it, they'll use it.
Doug and Daddy show live at the UNK Health and Sports Center getting ready for the Kearney Falls Sports Luncheon that gets underway at 11:45. We invite you to stop by and join us. We're talking with UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker. Coach, what about your defensive unit? Let's talk about how they came through fall camp.
Well, we're pretty healthy. First game, you're always anxious. Tony asked me yesterday if I was nervous, and I don't because I'm coaching, that never enters into it. But you're always anxious because you don't know exactly how this group of guys will play in a game, being as it's the first game. Second, third game, you usually get a feel for what you have. Hopefully we'll have a good feeling after the game. But I'm excited about the guys we got coming back and the young guys coming up. I know that we'll run around pretty good, and we had pretty good retention from spring practice last year, so we're excited about it. I think that we're going to be could be as good as we were in the last couple of years, but again, it's a new group, so we'll have to see how they gel and how they perform when they're going against someone other than our offense.
Croc, obviously getting pressure on the quarterback is key number one for any defense. Up front, the guys who leads the way for you up there and who kind of anchors that defensive line?
Well, Nate Reichs obviously is our guy that's got the most experience, and he is a really talented guy. He's an all-RMAC guy, but we've got some other guys. We've got some good young kids that played a little bit last year. Josh Rohde from Sumner and Jonathan Cannon, who's a senior who's played a good bit. He's a inside guy, and Mason Brodeen from Elm Creek. So there's a lot of local guys too in those group, and there's probably six or seven guys that Jesse Williams will throw in and out of there.
Will my boy Justin Sweberg be starting?
We're not sure exactly. He won't start. We're not exactly sure how that's going to pan out. Right now, he's good enough to play.
Is he?
But
exciting because I think a lot of these kids.
Well, Justin Sweberg is a true freshman out of Axtell.
Right.
Rustin Dring is getting a legitimate look on the offensive side, a true freshman out of Kearney High. Daryl said that, depth is always an issue at almost every position, so I guess we shouldn't be shocked in this day and age that these kids are getting a look.
No, and like I said, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with Rustin, but it sounds like that they will use him, but he's a talented guy. And the thing with a guy like Justin Sweberg, and we've got a couple other guys too, we wouldn't look at him to be a starter, although that may happen, but that's where it enters into because he's one play away from being a possible starter. So we'll see how the game goes, and if we're going to use him, though, we're going to use him a bunch. And whether it be as a linebacker or special teams, because he's really shown that he can play here this year immediately.
Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator at UNK. We talked with Daryl earlier in the week about playing Wayne State week one instead of UNO. Is it different preparing for Wayne State as opposed to UNO? Can you tell it from the kids? I know you're going to tell me, well, we got to get ready for whoever we play.
Yeah, I haven't noticed a big difference. Schematic-wise, I think sometimes it's a little bit harder to prepare for UNO because they are more of an option team, not entirely an option team, but you have to be really on point when you're dealing with a team like UNO, obviously, because they're not only run a good bit of option, but because they're talented as well. But Wayne State doesn't use as much option, although they'll use it some. So they're a little bit schematically a little bit easier to prepare for. But I think our players are just anxious to play against someone else rather than.
I think that's the case for everybody right now. You want to hit somebody else in the face instead of a guy in the same color.
No, I want to hit you in the face every day.
I know you. There's some anger issues. You're trying to get Doug with a counselor, and things are going.
You've got to have some teamwork right
now. Well, it's high noon coming up on Saturday. Coach, best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you throughout the season.
Thanks a lot.
That's Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at the Health and Sports Center as we get ready for the Kearney Fall Sports Luncheon. We'll be back, talk more about that, and we'll catch up with Nebraska volleyball Rachel Schwartz right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell, Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and weekend fun. Saturday, watch and wager on coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing. Then cheer the Huskers in their season opener on big screens. Hot dogs and chips, $2. Red draws, $1.25. All this plus full menu dining and bar. And the Friday-Saturday night prime rib special. Live it up this weekend at Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Your lawnmower's been through a lot this summer. Lots of rain, lots of heavy growth, lots of heat. Now you have two choices. Limp along and look for a new mower next year, or take charge and take advantage of end-of-year closeout prices now at Motorsport Sales and Service of Grand Island. Brand names like Ahrens and Snapper, marked down like they were generic brands, but they're not. They're Ahrens and Snapper and Gravely zero-turning radius riders. Motorsport Sales and Service, just west of 281 off Highway 30, Grand Island.
The high school football season kicks off this week, and we've got you covered all season long on our network of stations. Beginning Thursday night on 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings High plays at Columbus. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Then on Friday on KHAS, Adams Central begins their season at Seward. On Power 99 FM, Grand Island will be at Kearney at 7. And on the Breeze 94.5 Friday night, Deschler opens up at Red Cloud. And don't forget, Hastings College opens at Peru State Saturday on KHAS.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area today with a possibility of a few isolated showers or storms, mainly through midday. High temperatures will reach up to about 86 with winds out of the north developing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll look for clear skies and a low near 53. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550, also on the World Wide Web, live at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we are glad to have you along with us live from the UNK Health and Sports Center on location today. Don't forget tomorrow, Pigskin Picks, your chance to be a winner on the Doug and Daddy Show as we give you some college football games to go against us in the studio. And, of course, our record is like 90%. Very rarely beaten, although we did take a couple in the mouth last year. Your chance to gear up and possibly be a big winner every week and at the end of the year as well. But, Daddy, coming up we want to remind folks, come on out to UNK Health and Sports Center because it is the Kearney Fall Sports Luncheon. UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic coaches will all be speaking about their fall sports. Runs are providing lunch for just $5, so come on out. Hear what it's going to be like in Kearney hopefully this upcoming fall, I think everybody's going to be pretty upbeat about what's going on. And then we get ready for high school football. Of course, Hastings playing tonight. Kearney and Grand Island kick off their season tomorrow night. Adams Central playing tomorrow night. You can hear the Kearney-Grand Island game on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Then Saturday, UNK is at home, Hastings is on the road, and both those games will be over when it's time for the Huskers. And if you're in Kearney, be sure to stop by O'Malley's. The game is on. There are two 104-inch projection screens, other TVs in the bar, but beautiful 104-inch projection screen, 60-inch flat screen will be fired up as well. Drink specials during the game. Not a bad seat in the whole bar if you want to watch the contest between Nebraska and Western Michigan. 6 o'clock go time on Saturday night. O'Malley's is the place to be this Saturday night. Nebraska taking on Western Michigan. Drink specials throughout the game. They have got the pay-per-view broadcast for you on their 204-inch projection screen, 60-inch flat screen, and all the other TVs in the bar at O'Malley's this Saturday night.
More volleyball talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for not only football season starting on the 28th, 29th, and 30th for a variety of teams, but Daddy, with the polls coming out this last week, there's going to be some great volleyball going on at the Quest Center in Omaha. 2, 3, 4, and 7, and kind of a little surprise that Nebraska is 7. Not necessarily that they are 7 this year, but it's a place they have not been since 2003 at any time and have not been ranked since, I believe it was 1994 in the preseason poll.
Well, you look at the preseason poll in the Big 12 alone, and they're behind Texas. That's a position they haven't been in either, Doug, and I think maybe some answers. We're going to try and get some answers right now from libero Rachel Schwartz as she joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Rachel, thanks so much for giving us a minute, and what were you guys' initial reaction when the polls came out?
You know, honestly, I don't think a lot of us even know what we're ranked. So that's always a positive thing, I think. We're just working on taking it a day at a time and working on things that we can control. We can't control what we're ranked, but we can control our effort and how we play throughout the year.
Rachel, so much is being made of everybody that's gone from last year's team. Give us some good news about why fans of the Huskers shouldn't worry too much because of the good kids, including yourself, that are going to be playing on this year's team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a lot of young girls on the team, so that's going to be exciting to look at, see how they progress and how they grow throughout the year. And, you know, we're going to be a fun team. It's going to be different volleyball this year, more rallies, things like that. So I think it's going to be exciting.
Rachel, I guess everybody in the off season, everything comes out about the lack of team chemistry. Is that a strength and something you guys can build on and make that one of your strengths this year, where maybe it wasn't a year ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chemistry is always something that is extremely important and extremely hard to build and hard to find. So this year, you know, each and every day, that's what we're focusing on, and that's what we're working on. And, you know, it may not be exactly where we want it to be now, but the important thing is that it's where that we're working on it every day, and that by the end of the year, we want it to be there.
Rachel Schwartz joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show, a senior libero for the Husker volleyball team right there out of Lincoln East. What's it like growing up in Lincoln and being a young girl watching the Huskers as dominant as they were, and now you fulfilling your dreams playing for them?
It's actually unbelievable. You know, I don't even know how to describe it, really. I was a ball girl for the Huskers when I was younger. So being able to come out here and play for them is just amazing. And, you know, people ask me, well, it kind of stinks that it's in your hometown, you know, you don't get to go anywhere. But, you know, to have a chance to play for this team and this caliber is amazing. So I don't really think of it as staying in my hometown.
Rachel, I guess you mentioned some young players earlier. Who are the names of the young players that maybe people don't even know to this point that are going to step up and you think can be all Big 12 performers?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think outside hitter Tara Mueller is going to be amazing, and she has a chance to really shine this year. You know, and Lindsay Light has a great chance of doing so also. And also Kayla Banworth, you know, she's been stepping up and been doing a great job defensively. So, you know, I think that she's going to be doing a great job as well.
We're chatting on the Doug and Daddy Show with Rachel Schwartz of the Husker volleyball team, libero for Nebraska this year. How much did Jordan Haverly, from what we understand, she was going to probably see some playing time, and of course that's the young lady that decided last week to leave the volleyball program. How much has that shuffled what you guys have to do as a team, if at all?
You know, we were sad that Jordan left, but at the same time, you know, she has to do what's best for her, and we're going to support her decision. So, you know, it is sad because you knew her as a friend, but, you know, you go on, you move on, and you support her, and you just look, what's the next step that we can take? And you just look optimistically.
Rachel, I think a lot of people out there know that the setter runs a volleyball team, and kind of one of those bizarre situations in Nebraska. You guys had to go get a new setter in Sydney Anderson. What have you saw from her, and what does she bring to the table for you?
You know, I've been very impressed with Sydney, both on and off the court, and her leadership skills, and just how vocal she is already. And she's an extremely amazing athlete and volleyball player. So, you know, I would expect great things from her all year.
Now, of course, she's out of Utah, so is she a little strange, or, you know?
No, not at all. She, you know, she fits right in with us, so.
Hey, Rachel, one young lady that that I know that we've talked about on our show before, just because we got a chance to see her in high school just like we did you, and maybe one of those young kids is Brooke Delano out of Bellevue, and her name is starting to be thrown around a little bit. When you're so good and when you're all-staters in multiple sports in high school and maybe you don't get thrown on the floor right away in college, is that a hard adjustment to make now? You know, like for Jordan, she didn't have to make that weight. Now for Brooke, she does.
Yeah, you know, I think that coming from high school, all of us were people that kind of led our team, and we were people that were the main person on each team. So when you're put into a team situation where everyone's just as good as you now, you know, it can throw you through a little bit of a loop, but Brooke is handling it very well. You know, you can see her determination to get on the court now because, you know, being forced to sit out for a year was difficult on her. So now she has a determination. So I think it helped her in a sense as well.
Rachel Schwartz, senior libero for the Nebraska Cornhuskers volleyball team, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is there one area of improvement that you would like to see heading into the season before the season gets here, Rachel?
You know, I think that there's constantly improvement needed in every area of volleyball. You know, off the court, friendships, on the court, communication, you know, anything like passing, hitting, everything needs to be improved throughout the year. It's when you don't improve when you need to worry. So I just think we constantly need to improve on everything.
Rachel, what do you and the team think about starting against such high-quality competition like number 2 Stanford and number 4 Southern Cal, but yet getting to do it in what has proven to be such a great atmosphere just up the road at the Quest?
Mm-hmm. I think we're extremely excited. You know, playing teams like that right at the beginning gives you a look at where your team is and where you want to go. And, you know, starting with Stanford, you know, is always risky because it could, you know, be a great thing or it could be a bad outcome for us. But it doesn't matter necessarily how you start, it's how you finish. So they'll give us a great run for our money, and they're a great team, and so I think we're all very excited that we get to start with them.
And Rachel, so many people talk about the great atmosphere when it comes to Nebraska football, and you guys compete with them as far as a fall sport. What about the atmosphere, you know, winning the national championship 2 seasons ago, getting to play at the Quest, getting to play at the Coliseum, even going to have a game at the Devaney? Kind of take us inside what it's like from your perspective, just being a Nebraska volleyball player and all the support you guys get on that side.
You know, to have the support, the fan support that we have is a true blessing. And, you know, to know that all those people are there to support you is an unbelievable feeling. And just, you know, running out onto that court and having everyone cheer for you to the point where you can't hear the person next to you is indescribable. And, you know, I just appreciate all the fans that we have here in Nebraska.
And Rachel, is there any truth to the rumor that you and Jordan or any of your teammates would like to challenge Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh anytime, anywhere?
Oh, yeah, you know. No, I got a chance to watch them last night, and they are unbelievable, and I learned so much just by watching them. You know, I don't know if I'd want to challenge them, but it would still be fun.
Hey, Rachel, thanks so much on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you throughout the season. And if you do nothing else this year, beat Texas.
All right. Thank you so much.
Rachel Schwartz, starting libero for the Nebraska volleyball team. They get things going tomorrow night. Games televised. And then Sunday, you can hear the contest on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. They're home on Monday, Labor Day, against Oral Roberts. A majority of the Husker volleyball games, again, you can hear on The Breeze, 94.5. And the Huskers are definitely going to be tested. Again, John Cook saying, we've got the most to prove. We could prove the most if we come out and play solid. It's going to be something. It'll also be something to see how Husker fans react to maybe a team that doesn't go out and sweep everybody that are used to seeing them sweep.
Well, I know, Doug, they expect a big walk-up crowd, but there are plenty of tickets remaining at the Quest Center. This may be one of the few times you get an opportunity to see the ladies play. Of course, the Coliseum always sold out and a very tough ticket to come by, but there are still tickets available. John Cook saying earlier in the week that he expects a great walk-up crowd again. Had almost 12,400, I believe, the last time they had this showcase at the Quest Center.
And other Husker news, it didn't take long, as we figured, for the Nebraska former national champion wrestler Paul Donahoe to find a home. Of course, he was one of the wrestlers, along with Kenny Jordan, kicked off the Nebraska wrestling team after appearing on a pornographic website. He's transferred to Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, which is a very good program. You say, Edinburgh, what, huh? Well, that's one of those schools at the wrestling school, and they do very, very good. Lost his eligibility. Now he has to appear for has to apply for reinstatement.
We'll sit out
the
semester,
NCAA.
Right?
Well, the earliest he would be eligible is the second semester.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's kind of Nebraska's wiped their hands clean, so to speak, and are moving on in a different direction. So
we'll see what happens. Kenny Jordan's still out there, probably going to try and latch on to another squad as well. When we come back, we're going to talk a little rodeo. The Oregon Trails Rodeo is going on this weekend in Hastings. We'll catch up with Justin Noakes, who's leading the state in the all-around and, of course, has done a great, great job on the national level as well. Adam McCook now up there in Hastings and Juniata and doing such a great job. We'll catch up with Cowboy Justin Noakes. And we're live at the UNK Health and Sports Center, where the Kearney Fall Sports Luncheon gets underway here in about 20 minutes. They start serving at 11:45. Coaches from UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic will begin speaking at 12 noon. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
It's Colin Coward, host of The Herd, driving to the post office again. What a waste of time. What a waste of gas. How about Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you'll never have to go to the post office again. You can print all your postage using your own computer, in your own printer. Sign up now, right now, and within minutes, you're printing postage at your desk. Seriously, it's that easy. I'm telling you, Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially for you small business people. I want you to sign up for Stamps.com today. Right now, I've got a special offer for my listeners, a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including a $45 worth of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, go to the radio microphone, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Don't wait. Stamps.com today. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
At the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, we think football is just about the best game ever created. And that's why on game day, you can't do better than Bullseye. Watch every Husker game on the Bullseye big screens. On Sunday, it's NFL ticket time with your choice of seven different games at once. You and your friends will enjoy ice cold beer and drink specials. And munchies, oh my, do we have you covered. With appetizers, sandwiches, half-pound burgers, and more. Bullseye's at 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Open at 11 a.m. noon on Sunday.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
Congratulations, you just made it through another irrigation season. Now, what about next year? Is it time to finally drill that well that you need for the new center pivot? Or how about your old pump? Should you replace it, or does it just need some minor repairs? You probably should talk to Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling. I mean, after all, those guys are the experts when it comes to this stuff. Pump repair, gear drives, test wells, domestic wells. Shoot, why would you call anybody else? Call Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, or stop by their location on North Highway 10 in Kearney, or East Highway 23 in Loomis.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area today with the possibility of a few isolated showers or storms, mainly through midday. High temperatures will reach up to about 86 with winds out of the north developing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll look for clear skies and a low near 53. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be talking with Doug and Daddy here shortly over on the UNK campus, enjoying the Loper Luncheon today. And right now we're approaching lunchtime, actually. I'm sure they're enjoying it. If you want to enjoy some good lunch, you can head up to Big City Burrito in Kearney. Great place to find some great burritos. And we're not talking fast food burritos, folks. No microwaves, no freezers. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you don't want. Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes. Each burrito is built just for you. You go down the line, you choose what you want. They'll put that on there. Nothing you don't want. And I tell you what, if you're looking for something for dinner, say, you know, you're a dad, you're a mom, your significant other just doesn't want to cook, head up there and grab some burritos for dinner. They're inexpensive and very good, very filling. And guess what, guys? I have one here in studio.
Whoa.
When you guys are on the road, I get all the perks.
And I assume it's just as tasty and yummy as ever.
Absolutely. And see, I get mine with the beans. You guys aren't a big fan of the beans, and
Thank God we're not in the studio.
Yeah, I don't want Daddy to eat any beans because that could be a problem there. But personally, I like the beans, and it is great. They got all kinds of good stuff over at Big City Burrito. You can choose from different tortillas as well, to cheese. You choose everything that you want on your burrito. Affordable, very great for dinner as well. So make sure you go check them out today at 2715 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Give them a call at 234-2675.
Well, are you going to give them your cell number? Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, no. I almost did there, but wouldn't want to put that out there.
Doug and Danny Show live from the Health and Sports Center at UNK. We're going to talk rodeo with Justin Noakes in just a second, but first we fire off to the Dent Popper inbox. You can send us an email at any time, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuper.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and evidently we've got something in the inbox. Derek, what do we got today?
Yeah, this coming in. Who was the reporter that asked about Bo's shirt color? Was that uncalled for or what? He should be banned. Bo's response was priceless. That from Paul.
Oh, Paul, you know, it's one of those TV guys over there that, hey, you know, of course, it was Sheldon. Yeah, Bo Pelini wearing a blue golf shirt, I guess, the best way to polo golf shirt into the press conference. And I guess if you do that the first time, it kind of sets the precedence that you don't have to wear a Husker shirt. I had some people ask me, well, boy, if Adidas is providing all the clothing, wouldn't that be in the contract that you'd have to wear that in all public appearances? I don't know the answer to that question. Obviously, it's no, or he would have had it on. So, obviously, again, Bill Callahan wore Husker stuff, Solich wore Husker stuff, Tom Osborne wore Husker stuff, but when Nebraska was in the tank and Bill Callahan knew he was going to get fired, he came in with Nebraska gear on that one day and then did it for the last two or three press conferences, and that was made huge news on the blogs and the websites everywhere.
Doug, another email we got at the end of the show yesterday that came in the Den Popper inbox with the making of the defense, with what about making the defense earn black shirts, on the field before handing them out. If the defense has played well enough heading into the Missouri game, what about handing them the eve of that game? That would be like throwing jet fuel on an emotional fire. Just a thought.
So if you're 4-0, you don't need any more emotional fire. And if you're 2-2, it's not going to work. So that would be my response to that. They're going to be handed out when felt like, but don't wait 6 weeks, 5 weeks into the, remember the bye week, 5.5 weeks into the season before you hand out black shirts.
Well, if that's what he chooses to do, I don't claim to know more than Bo Pelini like you do. So.
Well, let's get into an area of expertise where I know you're staggeringly knowledgeable because you've ridden enough livestock in your life to qualify as a farm boy. Let's talk a little Oregon Trails Rodeo with one of the best, in fact, the best right now all-around cowboy in the state, and that's Justin Noakes out of McCook, but now in Junietta. And, Justin, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
Hey, glad to have you on. You've got a lot of things going on this weekend at the Oregon Trails Rodeo, but before we get into that, you've been trying to recover from an injury sustained last year, and it appears that although cowboys and cowgirls always work through pain, you do a lot of work with some injuries, but it appears that you're starting to come back from that. Tell us where you're at with that and how that is figured in or factored into the way your season has went?
Last year in about May, I fractured my ankle, and at the time I was sitting in the top 15 in the world professional standings. And I had surgery on it, and that surgery didn't work. So after 4 months, I was supposed to be healed. And then I had to have another surgery. And then 6 months later, they took the pins out, and I was in a cast for 10 months. So then it took about 4 or 5 months of rehab. And I still didn't feel like I was 100%. I tried starting back, and it's kind of been a slow road. But I'm starting to feel like I'm getting a little bit more back to.
Justin, has there been one event that's affected you more than other events, obviously, with that ankle?
Steer wrestling is the event I was doing when I got hurt, and it's probably my best event. I professional rodeoed steer wrestling. I rope a little bit, but when I was professionally rodeoing, I mainly concentrated on steer wrestling. But now that I'm back kind of on the amateur level, trying to get back to 100%, I'm roping a lot more also, which has got me into the all-around standings, winning the all-around standings.
Justin Noakes is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for the Oregon Trails Rodeo coming up this weekend in Hastings. Justin, again, there's a difference. Rodeo has become a much more glamorous sport, especially with bull riding kind of breaking off with some of the top athletes in the world in that specific spot. But for a cowboy like you, it's not all rodeo all the time. You still have to go out and work from a day-to-day basis. And how tough is that to continue to almost work 2-3 jobs to keep your rodeo career going?
For me, it's not too terribly tough because I kind of have my own deal going right now. I shoe horses and train horses, and then I've just been hired on to the Hastings College to be the rodeo coach. They've just added women's rodeo to the Hastings College, so we're trying to get that up and going, and it all kind of works together. And then I can still get away when I need to and compete and everything.
Justin, talk a little bit about being the coach of the rodeo team, and what struggles have you had so far, and I guess the excitement level you've seen as far as the ladies are concerned in Hastings.
We're real excited about having it at Hastings College. I think it's a great opportunity for people in this area because there's not a lot of rodeo schools in Nebraska right now, and especially where Hastings is such a great college. The hardest part of it was they didn't decide to do it till about March, so it's kind of hard to recruit people that are already kind of decided where they're going to go the next year. We've got a few girls that are going to compete this year for the Hastings College, and we're real excited to get it started and just kind of see where it goes from there.
Justin Noakes is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little rodeo. Hastings all of a sudden becoming a hotbed of rodeo, Justin. They captured the Nebraska State Rodeo Finals here a couple of years ago, and that seems to be going well. The Oregon Trails Rodeo seems to be getting bigger and better every year. Now there's enough interest to put a women's rodeo team together at an NAIA Hastings College school. What is going on that is making Hastings a little bit bigger? I mean, we're used to seeing the Sand Hills and western part and the southwestern part of Nebraska, where you're from, being the rodeo hotbed. Maybe about Burwell was about where it stopped, and that is not the case anymore. What's going on in Hastings to make everyone so interested in the sport of rodeo?
The town of Hastings is real great at putting on rodeos, and they try real hard, and with the state high school finals coming in, I think the college itself kind of seen how many kids that were out there that rodeoed and what they were missing out on, you know, not offering it at the Hastings College. And I think they will see in the future that they're going to get a lot more people interested in the school having the sport of rodeo available for the college athletes. Because there's a lot of kids that, you know, it's their love and they've grown up doing it their whole life, and they're not going to probably consider a school that don't offer rodeo.
Justin Noakes joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Justin, obviously, one of the reasons we have you on today is talk a little bit about the Oregon Trail Rodeo, which goes on this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Tell us what goes on each night after the performances and just the extras that go with this event.
It starts with Slack tomorrow morning, around 9 o'clock in the morning, and there's a lot of timed events that go on in the Slack because there's too many contestants entered to run everybody in the performances, so you see a limited of contestants in the performances. So if you want to see a lot of good timed event action, you need to come out tomorrow morning during the Slack. And then there's three perfs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. And I know they offer a good dance Friday and Saturday night and a free barbecue on Sunday.
And Justin, what about what you've got going after this? With summer winding down, for the most part, these types of rodeos are pretty much finished off. There's just a few other events, I guess, trying to get qualified for what happens at the end of the year. What's next for you?
I was kind of slow this year with the professional rodeos. This is one of the few that I've competed in. And I'm kind of, there's amateur finals coming up next weekend. Is the NSRA finals in North Platte, which I'm leading the all-around and setting in the top in the steer wrestling, calf roping, and team roping. And then the next weekend is the Mid-States finals, which I have in Valentine. And then the weekend after that, I have the Kansas finals, which is in Scott City, Kansas. So I got a pretty full plate coming up. And then trying to get practices started with the college and stay focused on that and getting all my work done.
Well, Justin, it sounds like a rodeo continues to be a fun sport, a lot of work, and we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the next few weeks, and keep up the good work. And, again, we'll probably be touching base with you once that rodeo team gets up to the top again, and best of luck with them.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. Justin Noakes joining us here on Daddy Show. The Oregon Trail Rodeo is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Adams County Fairground in Hastings. Tickets are available at the gate, or you can go online to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. No spaces, just AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com, and find out a lot more information about the Oregon Trail Rodeo taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings. Doug and Daddy Show live from the UNK Health and Sports Center, where a lot of folks have already showed up getting ready for the annual Kearney Fall Sports Luncheon. UNK, Kearney Catholic, Kearney High coaches will be speaking. All of them bring some kids. They introduce them. They talk about them a little bit. They preview their upcoming seasons. And even Coach Rick Squires, we know he's gone, but he's left a video here. So he'll be addressing us via video about the upcoming season while they're over in Hawaii playing. So we invite you to come out.
Great crowd, by the way, Doug. Great crowd. Still plenty of time for you to get out here.
Coaches will start talking about 12 noon, a lunch provided by Runza for only $5. You're not going to find a better deal today than coming out and talking sports and enjoying the Kearney High Fall Sports Luncheon here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. The Doug and Daddy Show will continue from UNK right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Excuse the commotion, but the team at Skeeter Barnes is busy building a lineup of great weekday specials for you and your family. Starting in September, the main menu stays strong, but soon you'll see nights specially made for the family. For the rib eater, for the prime rib aficionado, and the steak fanatic. We could say more, but then we'd have to go into the cone of silence. But more details are coming, so we'll see you in September at Skeeter Barnes, just east of the I-80 interchange, Kearney.
I'm not a mechanic, I'm a financial analyst. Right? I specialize in annuities, not aluminum alloy engines. But I know that my certified pre-owned Acura MDX is in great shape. Just like I know that with the special financing I received, I'm recommending it to all my clients.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a comprehensive 150-point inspection. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Now offering attractive financing on all pre-owned MDX models, visit Acura.com or your dealer for financing details.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates in Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area today with the possibility of a few isolated showers or storms, mainly through midday. High temperatures will reach up to about 86 with winds out of the north developing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll look for clear skies and a low near 53. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
And it's the Doug and Danny Show, live on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from the UNK Health and Sports Center. We're just about 10 minutes away from getting our program underway, the Kearney Fall Sports Luncheon. The public is invited, a great crowd in line, getting ready to chow down and then listen to the coaches from Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and, of course, the University of Nebraska at Kearney about the upcoming fall sports seasons in football, volleyball, cross country, and everything else that they have going on here in 2008. And, of course, Daddy, as we said, high school football season gets underway tonight. Hastings is at Columbus. You can hear the game on 1230 AM KHAS. It's all here, baby. It's all here. It's fall. It's fall.
Actually, some downtown today, some trees or some leaves I see falling off the trees already. It's like, it's not that time of fall, is it? Yeah, because fall's here.
Were you on the ride bus?
No, I was not.
What are you doing?
What?
Oh, I was driving around this morning. What are you, 34 now? I was driving around this morning downtown watching the leaves fall off the tree. Really?
That's true. That is true. I wasn't actually going out of my way to watch the leaves. I just happened to be in downtown Kearney.
Have you had any leaves fall off your trees onto your lawn?
No, not yet. Not yet. Still too early. Still much too hot. Much too hot. But there's a great opportunity for you to get some trees in your lawn that the leaves would then fall off in your lawn, and that's if you call the gang at Curbit. That's a no-brainer. And you can use their edging, which, because you've mowed all summer, and every time you or the kid runs too close to the edging, you catch it up in the mower.
Mostly the kid, right?
Mostly the kid. He's ruined your edging. Don't worry. Curbit edging lays low to the ground, making it easy to get close to the mower. It's durable with a full one-year everything warranty when it comes to installation or material defects. Makes your yard look better than your neighbor's until the neighbor catches on. Then he'll call Curbit too. Custom colors keeps the wife happy as well. Improves the value of your home with Curbit Appeal. Call Curbit, let them help you plan it, then install it so you don't have to spend so much time doing it outdoors and you have much more time to be in front of that big screen. It's where we all want to belong this football season. For more information, or it's simple, go to the internet, check it out, Curbit.net today.
1-888-455-ESPN. Remember that phone number tomorrow. It'll be a chance for you to take on Doug Daddy and maybe even Derek. We'll see. You know, he's got that German perspective when it comes to pigskin pick'em. Your chance to be a winner from Johnny Casinos. We've got a gift card just for qualifying. And, of course, if you beat us, then you're in for the grand prize at the end of the year. That's coming up tomorrow. Also, Dan McLaughlin, head coach Wayne State, Bill Cubitt, the head football coach from the Western Michigan Broncos, will join us tomorrow as they'll just be a day away from taking on Nebraska on Saturday night.
Doug, I think There's a couple games tonight away from the Big 12 that stand out, because I think a lot of people don't think those Big 12 games are going to be that close. And I think one of those games happens to be the Steve Spurrier, as he enters his fourth season as coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, taking on North Carolina State. Now, if you look at the number that Vegas has presented that game, about 12.5 or 13.5, depending on where you shop.
Yeah, I'm looking here at my at our Vegas insider information. South Carolina 12.5 at home against North Carolina State. Your thoughts?
Well, I think Steve Spurrier covers. They want to make a statement game. He's never been one to hold back, and I think they roll it up tonight on North Carolina State.
Oregon State has a conference game tonight at Stanford. Oregon State is favored by 3.5.
I'm going to take the home dog to get things started.
The Jim Harbaughs?
The Fighting Harbaughs, you know. You saw them sneak up and get USC a year ago. I don't think they're going to sneak up on anybody this year, but I think they might be a much-improved football team.
Out of the MAC conference, they get started tonight. Turner Gill and his Buffalo Bulls are favored at home against UTEP. The University of Texas, El Paso, Buffalo, favored by 3. Are you kidding me?
How is Buffalo? I mean,
who you got?
Turner, You got to, well, we're like Turner. Well, I'm going to take Turner.
All right, we're going to take the Buffalo Turners going on tonight. And let's get to the big game in the Big 12, Baylor at home. Wake Forest is favored by 13, ranked 23rd in the country. That game is on Fox Sports Net tonight at 7 o'clock. Wake Forest by 13 over Baylor. Your thoughts?
You know what? I've been simple. I'm going to take another home dog, and I'm going to take Baylor Bears. And I think Art Briles is instilling some excitement, and I think that carries over. And maybe they won't win the football game, but I think it'll be much closer than they think.
Well, just to give folks a little highlight of the 10 games that we're going to be picking tomorrow, among the games that we'll be picking, Utah and Michigan, California and Michigan State, Missouri and Illinois, Clemson and Alabama, and again, you'll be able to hear the Clemson-Alabama game as part of our coverage, Utah-Michigan as well, our doubleheader Saturday, Utah-Michigan, followed by Alabama-Clemson, and then Monday night, Tennessee and UCLA. Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite, which I thought was just a tad high as they go into UCLA on Labor Day night, on Monday night. There is football every single night from now through Monday to get this first weekend of college football underway. Pigskin Pick'em coming your way tomorrow on the Dog and Daddy Show.
Well, UCLA is one of those teams. Carl Durrell, obviously, on his way out. The new Heisel era has entered into La La Land out there and look to turn that thing around. And hopefully, I think Rick Neuhaus is a well-likable guy, and hopefully he can do that. But you're right. It is interesting for Phil Fulmer and that crew to go on the road and be a 7.5-point favorite.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Derek, have we got everything finished up for today?
Yeah, I think we closed everything out. The Dent Popper inbox is empty for the moment, so I think we're done.
You can always fire us an email during the show, after the show, before the show tomorrow. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining, and specializing in paintless dent repair for years. Stop by and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate on the bricks downtown Kearney today. Well, let's wrap things up. Hey, we are at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Still got a little time to sneak in here for lunch today. A good line and good crowd on hand here. And the coaches from UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic will be speaking about their fall sports teams. They brought them some kids from all of the activities up. So they're here. You get a chance to meet some of them if you have not done that already. We want to thank Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator from UNK, for joining us on the show today. Nebraska starting libero for the Husker volleyball team, Rachel Schwartz, as they play number 2 Stanford to open their season tomorrow. And also to Justin Noakes, the number 1 all-around cowboy on the Nebraska circuit, joined us to talk about the Oregon Trails Rodeo coming up this weekend in Hastings. Tomorrow, Bill Cubitt, head football coach, Western Michigan. Dan McLaughlin, head football coach at Wayne State. And Pigskin Pick'em, it's college football time.
Broncos, Wildcats, and who knows, Bears, oh my.
That's it for the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.